Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Dave Archer came on. We're going to play this conversation for you coming up in the 5 o'clock hour because a couple of things. We asked Dave a few questions that whether you agree or disagree with his answers, he put a lot of the onus on guys just simply not making the plays that they need to make, which got Mike and I, you know, riled up and certainly answering, you know, pushing back a little bit on what some of the stuff that Dave was saying. But it's really good, and you'll get a chance to hear it. But one of the things Dave said was if you look at the last three games, they're one-score games. Matter of fact, you lost to the Patriots by one point. But they're one-score games, last possession games, and games that you probably should have won. You're right. A play away. And, Mike, if there's any way that Raheem Morris can convince the owner that that is why this team is where it is, and you happen to turn this around and win a few games that maybe you shouldn't. Maybe you beat Seattle. I'm just throwing this out here. You go and win against the Saints, and all of a sudden, you know, you beat the Jets like you're supposed to because we thought we were better than the Jets, and everybody's better than the Jets. All I'm saying is, could that be a valid reason for him to say, look, we went through this losing streak, but we were not getting humiliated. We've had one terrible loss all year, and we know what that was. But when you look at the one-score games and the one-possession games and the games we were in, how do we lose those games? And is that enough for the ownership to say, you know what, instead of erasing this and completely starting over, which you've said many times, it's a hassle.
It's the last thing. Look,
it's a hassle.
The last thing that Arthur Blank wants to do is to have to go find a new head coach and or general manager. But as I said, and I wasn't inferring, a guy hit me up on the text line, so you're saying that Terry's throwing Raheem under the bus? No, I'm just saying, I think there's a lot of guys out there, though, if that was their career, that they would, and there would be some stuff. But then again, Raheem could say to Arthur, let's just say for argument's sake, we're doing a game-by-game analysis, it's the end of the season before any decision's made. You know,
because that's what it's going to be.
And he will, and they'll do that debrief. But, I mean, if I'm Raheem, I go, hey, you know, we had this game of the Bucks to start the season, big atmosphere, and you know we got a field goal kicker that the general manager couldn't find me a field goal kicker, and we don't even get to tie the game. We never get to overtime. We might have won that game, and that's a legitimate conversation. If I'm Arthur, I counter with, you lose to the Dolphins 34-10. You get humiliated by one of the worst teams at the time in the league. Bijan has 9 rushes in that game. So, I mean, there's a back and forth on all of this.
I agree.
But we are close enough.
But how convincing can you be you say, Arthur, we have been in position to win.
Right.
And to Dave Archer's point, you go back, and I'm going to show you this highlight. And if he makes this catch, we've called the right play. It's there to be had. We don't make that play, and that is the reason why we lose. Does Arthur Blank lose his mind? See, Mike, this is what I asked you a few days ago. How mad is the owner? Is he as mad as we are, or is he like, you know what? I understand why we've lost, and I'm willing to accept it, maybe more so than the fan base, because I understand. Like, I don't know how mad our owner is. Nobody has seen him, right? Nobody has done an interview with him. I don't know how mad he is. Mike, he may be in a completely different state of mind than we are. And for that, it may be enough. Call me crazy for him to be convinced that instead of doing away with all of this, you know what? We're close and we are going to fix the things that are wrong.
All right, Raheem, sit down here. I got some notes for you real quick. Let's see here. Christian McCaffrey, you decided to be, you put 10 guys on the field to stop him on a crucial third down. Jonathan Taylor goes for a franchise record rushing against us.
I don't remember that.
Also, again, Bryce Young's had nearly a 2 miles in passing yards against us in 3 games.
Who's Bryce Young?
Yeah, I mean, these are, if I'm Arthur Blank and you're listening to Arthur, these are the questions I would be asking, or your son Josh, if he's involved in this process. But it is a valid point that Carl's bringing up because, you know, the last thing you want to have to do, and again, who are you going to hire? I just threw the name out when we had the Water Boys in studio. I said, go get an assistant GM from Philly. They seem to know what they're doing up at the Eagles. Go get Cliff Kingsbury because I think he got screwed by his quarterback, Kyler Murray.
Yep.
And I think if you want to get Penix on track, he's a guy to do that. But that's just a name. I mean, you bring Mike McCarthy, and Mike McCarthy is the ultimate retread. Thielen is right here, just slightly above where Raheem is. That's a guy that had no in Dallas. You were talking about a lack of accountability.
Well, it doesn't move the meter.
Right,
that's the issue with that kind of
hire. But you also can't be scared as a fan. If you feel Raheem Morris and his coaching staff can't deliver the goods, can't maximize this talent, then you've got to pivot.
Yeah.
No one gets 3 or 4 years anymore in the NFL.
No, and that's really the argument. But as Arch said these things, and he's not wrong.
No. The coaching staff has made some bad mistakes in my mind, but they've also dialed up plays that were there to be had. And Arch talked about it. We had 2 drops in the in what could have been it was a field goal drive, should have been the game-winning drive, because as Arch pointed out, they were out of timeouts.
Well,
but we also blew a 14-point lead to Carolina.
Yes. But here's the deal. And you know, to your point about the field goal kicker, you could say that about the Patriots game, Mike. The game's in the balance. You lose the game because your field goal kicker.
Because my general manager never addressed the situation we knew was a problem at the end of last season.
And then guess what we had to do? We had to go find a new guy. So these are the kind of things ultimately that are going to be discussed when the season's over. But I'm just telling you, like, I don't know what's going to happen over the next 4, 5, 6 weeks. I really don't. But if you go on a run and all of a sudden you make this thing feel like it's much better than it should be, he will have an argument. I don't know if it's enough to allow him to survive, but I'm just telling you that what Arch was laying out is exactly what he's going to say. And if Mr. Blank believes in him, and again, do not know. They hired him, of course he does, but does he believe in him now as the head coach? I don't know, Mike, but is it enough? I'm just laying it out there.
We'll do more role play. All right, Raheem, what about accountability?
What about it?
Have you ever thought about benching?
We got to find a way.
Have you ever thought about benching Kyle Pitts to send a message to the rest of the team?
We got to find a way to win those football games.
I don't know about that. I doubt.
And I asked Arch about. And look, I don't know what Ike Hilliard did. I don't know what happened there. You hired him, okay? Just like Jimmy Lake, you hired him, Raheem. Okay, you hired. Now again, the one excuse I will give to Raheem is. You thought when you brought Zach in, he's going to be working with a veteran quarterback.
Yes.
And by the time Michael Penix is ready, Zach's got enough time under his belt as an OC to evolve and be ready to roll.
That was the plan.
But obviously that went out the window.
It takes so much pressure off of you when you have a vet to rely on and you're using his eyes as well as yours to go through these game plans and, more importantly, what you're seeing. I would trust, and this is just where it is, I would trust Mike Kirk Cousins way more than I would Michael Penix at this point in his career because he's seen it, done it. He's been blitzed. He knows what these things look like around the league. So when you go, hey, what are you seeing? I'm gonna believe Kirk, and I'm going to go, all right, what do you want to do here? You can't do that. But, I don't believe yet with right. Michael Penix because he's just not at that point. He's relying on you to say, what are you seeing and what do you want to do? And that is the difference in that whole dynamic of having a guy like Cousins in charge.
I mean, do you believe Raheem Morris has a handle on this job? That's what it comes down to with Arthur Blank. If you, for argument's sake, go 6-1, right, and then that would put us at 9-8 and probably on the outside looking in at wild card.
I'd hate that too, by the way, because you're teasing me.
Right, but the same fundamental issues. See, that's the thing. I don't think they're capable of putting that kind of run together. You know, 5-2 gets you to 8-9, and that's exactly where we've been living the last couple of years.
When you say have a hold on it, what do you mean? What is the definition of
that?
Does he
have a handle on leadership running this team, accountability, with your players? You know, as I said, I mean, Kyle Pitts is the perfect example of the quiet quitter. Bench him. Set a standard. The standard's not being lived up to. You guys, you know, if I'm getting fired, I'm going to get fired. I'm going down swinging, and you guys will understand. Okay, no more Mr. Nice Guy. If that's the way it's going to, if I have to treat you like children, I will treat you like children. If that's what's going to take for you guys to do your jobs when our coaching staff isn't screwing up the other play calls.
True.
I mean, just a thought. I mean, there's lots of ways to skin the cat. I just know
if I'm
exploring
though,
all options if this is my career, because you'll never get another head coaching opportunity if you're Raheem Morris.
Here's the thing, though. When you say, does he have a handle on it, you know who knows that? The players. Talk to him. If you really want to know if somebody has a hold on their job, go talk to people they work with. They'll tell you he's an idiot or he's really good. One or the other. It's not hard to find out if somebody really knows what the hell they're doing, Mike. So that is, when you ask me that question, I can't answer that because we're not in the building like that. But you know who knows? Those guys. They know. And that's why when players revolt, and we've seen it happen, that's players telling you, he don't know what the hell he's doing.
Right.
Like, I'm wasting my career here. I'm wasting time. This guy does not know what he's doing. Not only that, he's not respected by this group of men to go out and play the way that we should for him. I cannot answer that question. Only they can.
Because, you know, Arthur Smith, as we said, aside from Kedaral, who was it back then? Who was our old number 84? The Swiss Army knife that we had here back in the day, Cordero Patterson.
Oh yeah, yeah.
We had the only, and that wasn't a beef. He just wanted the rock. There was never any divisiveness with Arthur Smith. You know, I just think there. You could argue in hindsight that perhaps the playbook was a bit too thick. You know, and your defense was, you know, you basically was making lemonades out of lemon with multiple defensive coordinators for his tenure here.
Well, I also think again,
and Arthur, I think, was this close to keeping him.
As we go through the plethora of coaches here and analyze. It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Guy Talks on the way. We got the Falcon Report coming up. We will talk college football playoff as well here in the 5 o'clock hour. As Georgia, in my opinion, should move into the top four. But Arthur was also surly, Mike. He was also a guy that kind of turned people off with the way he answered certain.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Certain things and pressers and all that kind of stuff.
He had to change his tune midway through his final season.
Well,
remember that?
But here's the deal. When you're winning, you can do that.
Right.
When you're not, you can't be, you don't know what you're talking about. You don't know what you're doing. Like, that right. Came off as, I know everything, you don't know crap. And a lot of people, that was turned off.
But every time, and we'll talk to Raheem, and we'll ask the same, no, not the same, we'll ask some different questions, hopefully get some different answers. But I'll ask, I mean, like, he may.
We got to find a way.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.